We're on Chavdal Ramar Aleph and Mishnah. Ha'isha should not rub a nozir. The Ifrisha is behemta. We had this Mishnah before brought down the Gemara. Woman made a Naziris and she was mafrish her behema. The achakra hefer labaila, and then the baal was mefer. So im shaloh ha'isa ha'behema, if the animal was his and he gave it to her to use for korbanos, then teitzei v'tira be'eder, then they're chulin. He only gave it to her for kapara, and she didn't need it, so retroactively it was never kodesh. The im shaloh ha'isa behema, however, if the animal belonged to her, and the Gemara will discuss different ways how it's possible the animal should belong to her, not to her husband. Hachatis tomus, so the chatis dies, because even pashtis, because megas gaias, she wasn't a zira, she's not for shechatos, and now she doesn't need it, so it's as if she's not in a zira, it's as if chatis shemesu ba'aleho. So it's like the owner died, now she's not here anymore as a zira. And even if you hold, like we said before, that Baal is ma'akir ma'akir, right, the ma'isa, but it goes like bar kapara, that even a person who's matzayir, asmin ayayin, needs some kind of kapara, so there's still an idea of a chatas here, and therefore it's tamus. Va'ola tikra v'ola, the ola you can bring is an ola, you can always bring an ola as an adava. Shlomim tikra v'shlomim, and the shlomim can be brought as a shlomim. However, they have to be eaten. She has to be eaten like shalmei nozer. Regular shlom is eaten for 2 days and a night. Shalmei nozer is only eaten for 1 day and a night, and it also needs lechem brought with it. A nozer brings her korbanos, but she didn't yet designate what of the money is going to be for which korban. Yipler dava. Then all the money goes to nedava, which means that you bring olos leketz ha-mizbeach. When the mizbeach is not being used, they bring olos from that money. So that's nedava. Mos mefurashim, if she designated the money already, which korban they're going to go for. So demei chatas yelchi lama melech. Just like the chatas has to die, the money has to be destroyed, so you throw it into yama melech. Lo nehenim velo moal, not have any hanoah, but if you do have hanoah, there's no me'ila for it. Demei ola yaviu ola umoalim bohen. The money of the ola you buy in ola, and the ola is a full fledged ola, and there's meila. To be shlamim yaviu shlamim v'nechalim liyomecha ve'im tudim lechem. The shlamim you buy a shlamim, and there is no meila by a shlamim before zrika sadam, and they're eaten for 1 day. Ve'im tudim lechem, same thing. They have a din of shalmei nazir legabi the amount of time you can eat it, but not legabi the lechem. Okay. Rashi, ha'chatas tamus, osa ha'behema shefrisha l'shem chatas tamus, v'chi ha'hi taima d'farshin l'el d'tzricha kapora v'havik ha'chatas shemesu ba'aleha d'gmira d'lemisa azla. We had before why the chatas is chatas, either because she was a nazira and now she's not, or because even if she never was a nazira, there's still an idea of a chatas of being mechaper on shetzir atzasu min hayayin. V'nechon liyom echad, kolomer, l'kach yesh aleim din Torah shlomim, t'nechonim liyom echad. V'nin zeh, enam kishalmei nozer, de'enam tunim lechem. They are like shalmei nozer, that they're only eaten for 1 day and a night, unlike a regular shlomim. But they're not like shalmei nozer, that they don't need lechem. And the Gemara will discuss where we know that from. She didn't designate which of the money is going to go for which carbon. So then, all the money goes with the dava. The lochid behen olos, and you buy from that money, it goes into the kupos and the beis hamikdash for the dava, and you buy with that olos. The basher goes to the mizbeach. You makrib those olos when the mizbeach is idle. And the or goes to the kohanim. Shlomim of you, shlomim. Ain't sorry, shlomim day moel bohen, because bechlal shlomim there's never meila right before zrika sadan. The first speaker comes that is meila. Okay. Man tana de baal lo mishtabed la. Who holds that the husband is not mishubid to his wife to bring her korbanos? Because the Mishnah says that if it was his animals, so they're not considered kodesh because she's not a nazira. But if he's meshubid to bring her korbanos, it should be just like her animals. So who holds that a husband's not meshubid to bring his wife's korbanos. Amar Rav Chisda Rabbanani. It goes according to Rabbanan. The Isol Kadaitech Rabbi Yehuda he amai teitzei v'tira be'edur ha-mishtavid lo. He's meshubah to bring her korbanos, so just like the animals are just like hers. The Tanya, where is this machlokas of Yehuda and the Chachamim? The Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, other may be korban asher al ishto, the chain kol korban osea shi chayeves. Shikach kosavla, kolach rayis the islich, olai min kodamas dena. Right, when he writes in the Ksuba, he says, anything that you are required, that you are obligated to, I will take care of. That's what he writes in the Ksuba. So if a woman was an aniya, and she, what's it called, and she had to bring a korban. So there's a korban ola v'yored, right, which goes according to your economic status. If you're an ani, you bring this korban, you're an osher, you bring this korban, dali dalas, if you're really poor, bring a bird. So those are Asham, Olive Yorid. So she was chayiv one of these korbanos before she got married. And she's an aniya, so she really was chayiv to bring a korban ani. Now she got married. So Rabbi Yehuda holds that he is mechuyiv now to bring her korbanos for her. And since he's an asher, he doesn't bring a korban ani, he brings a korban asher, like his status. Because he's meshubed, he takes over her responsibility. Same thing over here. It should be the same thing as it would be her animal, because he's meshubit to her, according to Rabbi Yehuda, and he should have to what's it called? Bring the chatas, whatever. It shouldn't be go to chulin. The chatas should die, and the ola can bring an ola and the shlam, just like her. Rava Omar Afilu Te Rabbi Yehuda. No, the Mishnah could even be Rabbi Yehuda. Ki meshabed lo b'milsa d'tzricha lo b'milsa lo tzricha lo. When he's meshubit to her, when she needs it. But here it turns out in the end that he was made for her and she never needed it. So he's not meshubit. Right? The shibura is only chal if she needs it. But otherwise not. So it never really became her animal. Okay. Ika diamri, man tana, omar av chizda, Rabbi Yehuda. Some learn it just the opposite. Who does our Mishnah go according to? Rabbi Yehuda. The chimishabit love and milsa de tzricha love, milsa lo tzricha lo lo. Right? And the svara is pashit, that he's only meshubit to her if she needs it. If she doesn't need it, he's not meshubit for anything. So therefore, our Mishnah says that if it was his animal, even though he's meshubit, she doesn't need it anymore, so it's chulin. The I Rabbanan, but it can't go like the Rabbanan. Why? Lo meshabit laklau. But because according to Rabbanan, what's it called? He's not meshubit to her at all. So there's no chiddush in the Mishnah that shalo is teitzei, what's it called, to be chulin. The Mishnah is only a chiddush if it's Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbanan, it's pashut. Ela hechi domin meshabed la, kegon da aknoya la. Right? So according to Rabbanan, how can, l'chatchila, according to Rabbanan, l'chatchila, how can he bring her korbanos? How can they be his animal and she's gonna bring them? Must be that he gave them to her. He's not meshubed, so he can't bring from his animals for her. It's not his chiyuv. According to Rabbi Yehuda, he's meshubed to her, so he can bring from his animals for her. But according to the Rabbanan, he can't bring from his animal store. He's not meshubit. It's not his carbon. So Elamai, how could is it possible that it should be his animal and she should bring it, that he gave it to her? The Akni law. The Kiva the Akni law, Havi the Nafshat. If he's Makna, then it's hers. So Lechora, it should have all the halachas if it was her animal. It's the same thing as, it is her animal now. He gave it to her. Kasmura says, no, Rava Omer Afilu Tamer Rabbanan. No, it can even go to Rabbanan. Ki makni la, nami, benilsa de tzricha la, benilsa de lo tzricha la, lo makni la. When is he makni her the animal if she needs it? But if she didn't need it, come retroactively, he never gave it to her. So it wasn't her animal, memele, it's telech with the, what's it called, and what's it called, it should go to the chulin completely. So that's the ikadiyamri. The ikadiyamri was, the first one is pasha. Right? According to Rabbi Yehuda, he's meshubit to her. So the chorot should be, that the animal should be not chulin, right? Gemara says no. He's only meshubit to her if she needed it. If she doesn't need it, he's not meshubit. Then the Gemara says no. It goes dafka according to Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, we posh it that if he's meshubit to her, but if she doesn't need it, it's chulin. But according to Rabbanan, there's no shibud. So how in the world could she bring his animal as a korban? Only if he gave it to her. If he gave it to her, then it's hers. Then it's the same thing as if it be her animal. So the Gemara says no. He only gave it to her if she needs it. If she doesn't need it, it goes back to him. It goes back to him. It's chulin. Okay, to Rashi. Man tanned lo mishabed lo. Man who tanned the tani dikasover sheim hoisa behema shelo lo chayol la kedusha klal. If the animal was his, then retroactively it's not chul. It's chulin. The omer teitzei v'tira be'eder mishum debal lo mishabed la. The reason if it's his animal, because he's not mishubatar. So memela, what's it called? The animal is chulin. Vahavi korban osei haklal. He doesn't bring her korbanis. And if she was mafresh his animal for her carbon, it's not chal b'chlau the kedush on it. It's, you can't be mafresh somebody else's animal for your carbon, and her husband's not meshubatar. So it's his animal, it's not his responsibility to bring the carbon, so for, it's for sure chulin. Omer avchiz the rabbonin he. The isok adaitach rabbi Yehuda he amaitetze. Hakiva de Meshabit be Karbon Oseha, Ishtakach de Chihiktisha, Shapir Iktisha. She could be Matish that behema, because he's Meshubit to give her behemas for her Karbonos. So she's not being Matish something that doesn't belong to her. She's being Matish something that's Meshubit to her, which is okay. To Hashamina Leib above Metziah, Perikamakado, Shayadorish Lashon Hedyot, he learned the Ksuba, since in the Ksuba it says, I am responsible for all of the Chiyuvim that you had before, that includes Karbonos. The Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, other may be Karbon Asher al Ishto. Shem Hoysa Aniya. Woman was a poor woman. Veneshaiva Karbon Ani. She was chayv to bring some carbon that is changes if you're an Ani or an Asher. Velo hispika lahavi Karbon Ani, Achenisislo. She didn't have a chance to bring her carbon until she got married. Hariza may be Karbon Asher al Ishto. He's Mechoyev now to bring her carbon for her. And since he's an Asher, he has to bring a Karbon Asher. Becomes his chiyuv. V'chein b'chol korban she chayev es kodem l'chein. V'afilu korban kavua she'eno ba'olav yorei. It's even this one, there's a difference between if you bring a poor one or a rich one. But any korban that she's chayev before the marriage, she comes into the marriage with this chiyuv, he assumes the chiyuv. Shekach kosel lo b'ksuba. So v'hilkach dehoel mishtabed lo amai lo havi behema shelo ke behema shelo. She come out, since he's mishubed, it should be like her behema. And if it's like her behema, then it doesn't go out lechulin. The im hoysachat is tamus vim ol v'tikr volish. She has the same halacha as her animal, right? Not it goes out lechulin. The milsav lo tzrichalas. The Gemara says no. Well, even Rabbi Yehuda holds he's only meshubit to her for something she needs. But if in the end he was made for her and she doesn't need the carbon, he's not meshubit for anything. Kigon hacha the hefer mabayla lo meshtabed la mishim hachi lo kadma lo kidsho v'teitzi v'tira be'eder. Omer of Chiz, Rabbi Yehuda. Now the Ikud de Amri says the opposite. Our Mishnah can only be Rabbi Yehuda. Because if what's it called, he's Meshubit to her, and we know that if he's only Meshubit for what she needs, that's Dover Pashut. The Omer Adam may be Korban Ishto. The Kamash Melon, the Chi Mishtabit, the Ilu Rabbanan, lo mi boy le meimer, the Chi Hefer lo, the Teitzei Vetira Ve'eder, el afilu ki lo Hefer lo, no mi Teitzei. Because it's the Rabbanan Manavshah. If, what's it called, it's the Rabbanan. So if he didn't give her the behema, right, it's his, then it was Kodesh to begin with. It's not that now that he was made for her, now it becomes Chulin. It never was Kodesh, because she can't be Makdish, his animal. According to the Rabbanan, how could it be that she brings his behema if he gave it to her? Then it's hers, right? Akatilo mesupa k'rabban. So it doesn't work out the rabbanon. The kivan da akni lo havi de nafsho. The chatus tamus v'anan bo ino takes him a tira be'eder. If he gave it to her, then it's her behema. Then it's the same halach in the mishnah as if it would be her behema. What's the difference? The hilkach lo mesup meklal k'rabbanon. Therefore, it can't go like the rabbanon. Either if he didn't give it to her, he's not meshubit. So it's not kodesh meklal. If he gave it to her, it's her behema. So the mishnah can't work out that it should be chulin only because he was made for it. Rav Amar Afilu Teimur Rabbanan. V'heichi Domi De Mishabed Lo could go De Akni Lo Niyalo. And the Rav says, no, it could go like the Rabbanan. And it's talking where he gave her the behema for the sake of her korbanos, but he only gave it in mind that she's going to need it. But if in the end she didn't need it, he never gave it to her. So if he never gave it to her, she was never Kodesh. Memele it's Chulin. V'hoda Amras Kiva De Akni Lo Havya De Nafsho Holo Kasha D'chi Makni Lo B'milsa De Tzrichala. The Omer law im to hate shrich or the shum kapara to hate behem to behem shalach. If you'll ever need a carbon, I'm giving you this animal for the sake of the carbon. So when she was a nazira, she needed it, right? She was makdish, it is fine. But now, Lamaisa, since he was made for, she does wasn't a nazira. She doesn't need it. She doesn't need it, then retroactively, it never was her behema. The kivin lo tzricha lo, the hofer lo baila, havi shalo, the teitzi v'tira. Therefore, it never became kodesh. Okay. Yeah, because we said that, what's it called? That if you hold Mika's Gaius, yeah, she doesn't, why doesn't she need it? She was in a zero for a time.